Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter. And once again, we welcome along the good folk, listeners of Bradley Stoke Radio. And you join us here again on a windswept beach. As you can probably hear, wind is blowing a bit down here on the promenade at Weston-super-Mare. Behind me is the Grand Pier, and I've just stopped off for a mediocre bowl of chips. I mean, okay, what can you expect for a quid, I suppose, but even say they don't know, just gonna take ages to come. What are they doing, cooking the damn things? Anyway, so I just said that's warming me up a little bit because it is a bit nippy here. I'm looking out to sea, well, I can just, you can't see across the South Wales today. It is misty as hell out there. I'm looking back at the Grand Pier to my right. No lights on. And I don't think there's anybody inside. It quite frankly looks very much out of season at Weston-super-Mare, even though it is early February, really. But there you go, and you're walking along and walking down the promenade. Got seaside apartments to my left, some modern, more modern than others. And we've got what was, I believe, the sea, which is now the seafront office here on the seafront, obviously. There's a ice cream parlour, I don't think he's going to be doing much things, I think he's decided to give up. Seafront office, first aid and lost children. So if you lose your children, there's a toilet which seems to be boarded up and padlocked, which is, doesn't exactly sort of give you much confidence, does it? Anyway, given the disabled toilets are padlocked. Well, I think they're obviously rebuilding the ladies. Sandy beach to my left, walk down here along the promenade. And the Victorian shelters, probably seen better days, some of them looking more fitting than others. And not a soul on the beach, and I can't really blame you when there's temperatures of give or take sort of 2 degrees Celsius. Certainly not bathing conditions, that's for sure. And I don't know if we go further down towards uphill whether or not we will see the kite surfers that we had before. The wind picking up, we take some shelter from the said wind in what looks like a Victorian shelter. Blue, what is it? Bluey green. Aqua, I suppose, would probably be appropriate colouring for the bench. Stone brick and white painted window frames, and looking back to say towards town centre behind me and the Grand Pier, which there's another pier in front of me. Let's see what this is as we walk down the promenade away from the town centre of Weston-super-Mare. I think I've got one of the knolls in front of me, or is it the Holmes rather? I think better description. I'm not sure that's deeper, I think that's deeper than the flat home. You can just make out the blob on the horizon. So it really is foggy out there. And not nice at all. Not good at baby conditions, so no kiddies on there. So bear in mind it's what, half term? Not very short. In a few days' time, I think. Is it this week? Next week? Not sure. The weather picks up for kiddies everywhere when they're supposed to be descending upon. And it's up to the phone, it's a sea light centre. Okay. That's what it was, this other pavilion. Well, it doesn't look like as much. So we've got the Western Bay lifeboat, NST-10. And I'm mostly asked for Coast Guard, so the above code, which is NST-10 apparently. And it's the do's and don'ts. The don'ts are what, beware soft sand and mud. It's dangerous, so we know all about the mud here. So you can't walk out to Cardiff. I don't think you'd want to go there. You can actually just look at Cardiff and see the sea. Believe it or not, there's something out there that resembles the sea. It's a good deal out. Do not press water at low tide, which is now, beware of fast moving tides, beware of moving vehicles in car park areas. That's sort of self explanatory. No dogs, 75 quid fixed penalty, May the 1st to September the 30th, so doggies, you're not allowed here on the beach. Between May and September, or May and October. And beware of kite surfers and wind surfers. Kite surfers are really good. They used to go down and say uphill beach. A chemical beach cleaning equivalent. Bloody hell. Beware of personal watercraft. 75 quid for litter outing. Caution, there's no lifeguard service operating. Interesting. So, there's the sea life centre. Also another pier type structure. Never been to sea life centres. Let's see what it say here. So we've got a, let's see. Western's favourite value attractions. Driftwood Cafe, open to everyone. Don't miss out on any of the day's presentations and feeding demonstrations. Discovery Trail Quiz for kids, a fun and entertaining way to encourage learning. Interactive touch screens. Seaquarium. Open daily from 10 a.m. So there you go. Driftwood Cafe, I wonder why I didn't go with that name. Another ice cream parlour. Shut up. I can't blame him. Because I'd be surprised if there's any ice creams on a day like today. It is absolutely freezing. You can probably hear the wind picking up. Always picks me up here. See, there he is. He's doing a recording. Well, let's get the wind going. Okay. And what we've got here. Some more do's and don'ts. This is Welcome to North Sands, Western Supermare Seafront. Quality Coast Award Resort Beach. Well, look at the sand. It looks a bit grubby, actually, to be honest with you. So, okay, keep it untidy. Yep. Okay, things to see and do. Bit of Toys Invasion Center, Winter Gardens. Or the Seafront Office, which is passed on. Danger, soft sand and mud. It is dangerous to approach the water in low tide. Caution, there is no lifeguard service operating. There are no 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 1st of July to 31st August, and no dogs 1st of May to 1st of September. Maximum penalty, 500 quid, blimey. No beach access to unauthorised vehicles. Okay. So if you're not... If you're an unauthorised vehicle, obviously you can't exit the vehicle. It's your local environmental information. Western Beach forms part of the Severn Estuary Site of Special Scientific Interest, SSSI, as designated by Natural England. The immense tidal range, second highest in the world, classic funnel shape, makes the Severn Estuary unique to in Britain and very rare worldwide. What is it called? Chattering a minute. The area is also a particular scientific interest because of the large intertidal zones of mudflats, sandbanks, rocky platforms, and salt marsh, and its resident populations of waterfowl, birds, invertebrates, and large numbers of migrating fish. And it's www.naturalengland.org.uk for further information. So, there you go. Walking down here. Grey skies above me. So, the temperature's barely above freezing, about maximum 2 degrees, I think. And breeze obviously coming in off the sea. That's where you continue our walk down. Got more seafront apartments over across to my left, the other side of the road. Sort of a kind of, not really dual carriage, but I suppose. But there's a road here where obviously drive down and coaches will come and drop off hordes of visitors during the tourist season, no doubt. We're going past another Victorian shelter with its acra paint scheme. And as we continue our stroll down the promenade here at Western Supermare, North Sands, we are passing over. This is an eyesore that we're coming up to now. Locals, and those probably not so local, will know, may or may not have heard, certainly locals will have, may or may not have heard of the Tropicana. Now, this place is, well, it's all boarded up. You know, the loos are all padlocked, you know. It's boarded up. Even, I think, the cafe that was here a few weeks ago, that seems to have given up the ghost as well. And it's just an empty shell looking in the window there. Of what was. That's my 24 hours ago, too. God, is there anything worth nicking from them? You know, but this was the Tropicana, which is just one big sorry mess now. And well, sad to say, I think it's going to be demolished now. And then they say, oh no, we're not going to demolish it. And then they say, yes we will. And then they say, oh, we might do. What they had done, they've got some posters, events at the Grand Pier. Okay, you can have weddings, concerts, private parties, conferences, boxing shows, exhibitions, and corporate hospitality. All that hospitality. Very nice too. There's a memorial ball in 2010 they got photos of. Looks like they all had a good time there. Oh, that's a boxing ring. Oh, okay. No, that's not Frank Bruno. It's that Lennox Lewis. Don't know. Jane Cransfink from Bristol. She's been there as well. Tim Witherspoon. Crouch. And you got a wedding there. So it's Hannah and Ben's wedding. God, she looks a bit cold. Open every day, all weather, indoor theme park, family fun guaranteed at the Grand Pier. And it's on twitter.com, Grand Pier, facebook.com, Grand Pier, and grandpierblogspot.com. So there you are. Follow the Grand Pier, it is on Twitter. I think it's following me actually. Okay, small bit of spaces, you can get up to the. It's just, they've had to put all these hoardings up, obviously, saying, well, okay, just to really try. That's a nice, so the history of the Grand Pier. So it's something on November 1903, work has started on the building of the Grand Pier under the instruction of the contractors, Mayor and Haley of London. The driver of the Commonwealth Parliament was my local MP, Mr. R.E. Dickinson. And we jump to 11 June 1904. First part of the ground, the pier was opened and its total length was 324 yards. Okay. The pier construction was of open work girders with tracery braces. The building measured 40 yards by 29 yards and inside was a fine Edwardian theatre of 2,000 people. Wow. Grand productions include opera, musical comedy, music hall, Shakespeare, ballet and boxing. Many famous artists appeared, including George Robey, Vesta Tilly, Sir Ralph Richardson, Mrs. Patrick Campbell, Pavlova, Claire Bart, Jack Hubert and Chloe Cooklidge. So, some of the things that have happened over the years at the Grand Pier, as we know it, it's had a checkered history. It burnt down and got rebuilt. And as we keep walking down, we're looking out. We've got those dog walks out there. No doubt. Hope they pick their mess up. There, that'll do me. Anyway, that's. We're coming to the end of this very closely, so till next time, when hopefully the weather conditions may just have improved slightly, so we don't get blown out to sea, I will bid you a fond farewell.